Well, hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Unstoppable Love with Lauren and Zosia. Oh my gosh, I'm on fire today, Zosia.
I feel it. I feel it. I feel it, girl. You go ahead.
Lauren's
piloting today.
I'm so excited. Okay. Oh, the Pointer Sisters. I'm so excited. Okay. So today is going to be a very special show. For Zosia and I, it's such an honor to do these shows with you, Zosia. And you know, when I started the show, I didn't know why I was starting it. I just knew that it's something that I had to do, and that it was going to assist in healing the parts of me that needed to be healed. So with that being said, I am so excited to see the women are starting to share their stories. We had Melania, her movie came out yesterday. So excited to go see it. And then we had Asha sharing her beautiful story on the For the People article, forthepeople.space. I believe it's the Weapons Exchange article. So I here we are right now, Zosia, and I stepped back and I said to myself, wow, the women are healing this planet. And this is not an ego thing. This is not a hierarchy thing. It's just the women have been so denigrated and so just torn apart. But we are healing this planet. And how are we healing this planet? With our beautiful, divine, feminine energy of love. Beautiful love. So I was inspired, sis, with a song to start the show today. And we have some audio clips, and oh my gosh, it's going to be so good. So it was written by John Lennon. It was released in 1980. The album is Double Fantasy, and it is called, it's called Woman. And it goes like this. Woman, I can hardly express my mixed emotion at my thoughtlessness. After all, I'm forever in your debt. And woman, I will try to express my inner feelings and thankfulness for showing me the meaning of success. Ooh, well, well. And then it goes, woman, I know you understand the little child inside the man. Please remember my life is in your hands. And woman, hold me close to your heart. However distant, don't keep us apart. After all, it is written in the stars. And woman, please let me explain. I never meant to cause you sorrow or pain. So let me tell you again and again and again, I love you. Yeah, yeah. Now and forever. That Zosia, oh my gosh, I just love that song. It's such a beautiful song. That's not my best singing voice, but isn't that a beautiful song?
I love you now and forever too. It's beautiful. My eyes are glistening.
Oh,
so beautiful.
Well, thank you, John Lennon. And we know what light column was in that body, in that vessel. Our beautiful Q. Okay. So that is an ode to the women. I just wanted to share. I love everyone who's all of us that are doing this inner work. We're not giving up. We're tenacious. We keep going. And I love you all. So today, Zosia, with the women sharing their stories and the shows that we've done together and the shows that we had Q on with us, Q and Mermaid, I have a secret to tell. And I know that you know that I know. And I know, and I'm so excited to do this with you, to tell, you have a story to tell and we're going to do it together. And it's so much fun. So, all right, help me out here. Okay. Spirit, keep me calm. Okay. So I have some audio clips that I want to share that helped assist me in knowing who you are in the fullness, of who you are, Zosha. And it's such an honor. It's such an honor to do this with you. So the first clip is going to I titled it Everyone Knows. It's from the excuse me, it's from the February 22nd, 2025 show that we did with Q. And so I had to so how I'm connecting the dots myself as to who you are. And so this is just I'm sharing my story of how I connected them. So let's start BBS. If we have the Everyone Knows clip ready to roll, let's do it.
You didn't answer my other question. I'm
Go
just gonna
ahead,
go
say it
back.
again. I have no memory. I'm sorry.
I was in a significant relationship with you. I don't want
Okay.
to say, well, I just want validation without saying much about it. You know who
Go
I'm
ahead.
talking about. You
Yeah, go ahead. So give me some details. I want to see how good you are. Give me some details, and I'll validate that you're right.
Okay.
You have to give me a little more. I'm not going to spill the beans unless you
No,
do
I
your
know
work.
that, but
Sorry.
if I give you the information, it's spilling the beans. That's the tricky part.
Go ahead. Let's see.
Oh,
Show,
okay.
how about anatomy? You could say where a mole was on my butt or something. Like, let's just prove it. Just let's prove it. Let's see.
Gosh, if I'm wrong, I feel like the biggest idiot.
Let's see.
Well, my knowings come together through clues, and then I had images. Like I had a photo album given to me. The first time I'm like, oh, please, please put it to the side. And then it comes back to me. And then I wake up saying this name out loud, just out of my name. Then I walk on the beach and I see the name in a heart on the sand. Not once, twice. I've never seen this name or any name in a heart on the beach. Over and over, there's little love notes. The name is a masculine name in my family.
All
All
right.
the males have the
Okay,
same
fine.
name.
Okay, fine. I'm busted.
Can you say it?
No.
Oh, you're not going to say it?
Everyone knows.
No, they don't know.
John or David, it's quite clear.
You're right on the John.
See?
There's also a nickname. He has a nickname. Another.
It's not important.
Okay, is that it, BBS? I think that's it. Zosha? Zosha, are you with me? I'm with you.
Do you remember that?
Oh, I remember well. Oh my gosh, I remember it well. He was right on both names.
Well, okay, so ha. I'm told I'm how do I well, you know me, I just go for the jugular. I just say it. And I did actually say it on one of the shows. 'Cause I asked if you were wearing your pearls today, Jackie. Do you so, okay. So however so if okay, so how do I say this? If you look on the creation, so the way that I came to my knowings of who you are, it was a little bit slower. That seems to be the theme for me. And I would refer back to the Creation Lightship webpage on the diagram on how it all works in the Merkaba. Is there anything that you want to anything that you want to share right off the bat, like with anything that I've shared so far, or not?
Just to tell everyone, I did not know what we haven't spoken, so I don't know what Lauren has regarding clips and whatnot. Now I know what we're going to speak about, and I appreciate you and I love you so much for doing this with me. It's I love that you use the word secret because that's some of the inspirations and synchronicities that came to me this week, and it was a show came to me where Q spoke to me and mentioned about his secret and my secret. So I'll quote that after. But I'm nervous.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited.
Because I should say that too. There's so much energy running through my body, and the reference to Melania, the movie, and Asha's story, the synchronicities, just to share with the audience how amazing this is in this ascension period, that now the women are speaking out. It's a great, great sign of where we're at and what's happening. And they both, Asha and Melania, point to the truth. And Asha refers in the article about her story, Weapons Exchange, that you mentioned, that activation and truth is coming out now. So how exciting this next sort of phase
It's so exciting,
is
Zosia.
amazing. Thank you so much. I love you so much. Thank you, Anna.
Oh, I love you too. I love you too. I remember Q mentioning the men. He mentioned a couple of the men, and he said, "But I'm not going to mention the women for their, for their protection and safety." But it's time. It's time. And we're doing it. So,
And
yeah.
we heard that in EB's his commentary, right? Didn't we just hear that in the EB presentation we made?
Yeah.
Which, as you pointed out, was on 222, and we interviewed him on 222, and that's a massive number in my life in many ways.
That's right. That's right. And then you mentioned how Mermaid said we're taking it back. Was it Mermaid who said we're taking 222 back?
I feel it was Q. He
Their
said,
cue.
yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I'll let you fly.
Well, let's just do the second clip, the audio. Let's do the connecting the dots second clip, because this is, I'm setting the stage here, girl. I promise I have a plan here. So let's do the connecting the dots audio clip number two, BBS, please.
You and I have spoken about Mary with Q and Mermaid. We've spoken about Mary. And in your dolphin book, so you could fill that in after. In your dolphin book, you mentioned Isis, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So in this For the People Golden article, I won't read the whole piece, but it talks about Isis. And you said, is she good? So I feel like all these characters were on both sides, so to say. So it goes on about the 13 pieces, and Isis collected all of his pieces of Osiris, less the missing phallus, to bring him back to life. The key to this miracle was the new phallus she sculpted out of gold. Did we just
Wow.
speak about gold? Isis then added her lightning love to the mix, and Osiris reintegrated to reveal the newly awakened Osiris, now named Horus. Horus is, in fact, Osiris reinvented with greater light to remove darkness from the earth by defeating the other one, which he accomplishes in spades. So it's a great story. But when you said Isis, I'm like, okay, there's a huge connection. It's the same lineage of Isis, also connects to Mary in the lineage of, well, one sacred sexuality. But let me read one more piece. Isis, and when I looked her up, Isis is the symbol of nurturing and empowerment, an inexhaustible reservoir of intuitive wisdom, and an ethereal gateway to unparalleled quantum expansion. And when you see the image of Isis that I've mostly seen, she's breastfeeding her child. Connect that to the show. Remember, you're like, I just found something in Eve's book, and you read about the breast. So I'm sharing this to share as an example of how the dots connect, at least for me, how I start to see the dots connecting. And then you roll out your dolphin book and mention Isis. So
Oh my
are
gosh.
you catching my dots? Are you
Oh my gosh.
jiving with me here?
I'm picking up what you're putting down, girl.
I see someone might be coming into our space now.
How much smack did I miss?
Oh my goodness. You missed the best 45 minutes. But you're never late. You're always perfect on time.
Why do you guys talk about me behind my back?
Okay, so Zosia, like I can't stop laughing. So I had to connect, like I'm sitting here and I'm like, I have to connect the dots first. Like you've known for quite some time, and just I'm like, I gotta connect. I'm connecting the dots. So after, and there's many other clips, but those two were the most prominent to me. And then I look at the Creation Lightship webpage and the creation diagram, and it shows the original, the one, that's Ra, and then it splits into the two. That's that. So Ra, Q comes from Ra, and then it splits on into the, so on and so forth. Well, Zosia, I remember you asked one time about dedication versus mission versus inspiration as far as participating in that light column. And Q didn't give you an answer a bit other than, go within and you'll find the answer. So, of course, it's typical Q. But then it just came to me, you have the full light column of Ra, of mermaid in you. So you're mermaid's twin. Yeah, you're mermaid's twin. You have their full beautiful light column in you. And then Zosia, I kept seeing the three oscillating, the three. You got, is it okay to mention names? Okay. You have Jackie. You have Jackie and Jack and JFK Jr. Again, the three oscillating. You have Jesus, excuse me, Virgin Mary, Jesus, and Mary Magdalene. You have Isis, Osiris, Horus. You have Nefertiti, King Tut. It just goes on and on. And I mean, it's just amazing. So, did I just spill the beans?
Are you introducing me?
I am. Are you wearing
Thank
your
you.
pearls today?
thank you for introducing me. I have had this knowing and this secret for over a year and a half, and I spoke of it on the show when I called in to Q about the three dolphin. Again, the three dolphin jumped out of the water to confirm my knowing to me. And it took me a week to call in because I was so emotional. And so, what do you do with that information? I'm just me, but the healing that came through all of that. And I just went fast framed through all of the files of this expression. And it just answered so much and clarified. And in that conversation, it's funny that you said the word secret, because let me see where I wrote this down. Here Q answers me. I'll just read what he wrote. This is Q saying this. I know I can live happily ever after, but then I know I'm going to leave you guys behind, so to speak. He said, if I got a secret, I should probably tell it, huh? And then he said to me, you just told us your little secret, didn't you? And at the time, I was like, how amazing that you pulled that clip. He says, everybody knows. See, from that perspective, he's also said, you just told everyone your secret. And me on the other side in my mind was like, no one knows. Because I didn't have anyone to talk to about this. I did. It was only with Q and Mermaid. There's such a story there. And so I didn't have anyone to talk to because we're all finding our way through it. And just what you said, I have the same light column that's in Mermaid. Now, I would never say this about myself if I didn't know. And I was wondering, and through some of those questions calling in, you could start to feel for the people. I know a lot of us have always listened to the shows all the time. It's a new way of listening to it, in a sense of I was always trying to get some confirmation. Now you could see him playing with me. He wouldn't ever really confirm directly. It's amazing how he works and give me confirmations all throughout different shows with little breadcrumbs and whatnot. So yes, you just help tell my secret, and it feels purposeful. There's a story there. And again, just to touch on why I can say it, is because I don't connect to my personality. if I can, I share one more piece just to
please, you go, girl.
As like, how does this get shared? Because I can speak from a different perspective by this being out there in a way, which what for the past year and a half, I was dancing around and very uncomfortable in many ways because my life's experience brought me to this place. So it's interesting. And we all have our story of how we got here. But just to share, like you mentioned, so funny, Lauren, you mentioned birthdays last week, I feel, or the show before. And even as a kid, I really never enjoyed birthdays, my birthday. Now, okay, yes, I have a heart and I love to be celebrated or recognized, but just to give perspective, the reason why I didn't really care for birthdays is because if friends would come over, just to give you a state of my the sense of how I experienced the world in this expression was, I can feel if a friend wanted to be there or not. I can feel if they gave a gift from their heart or not. I can feel if someone didn't give the gift that it came from a regift or something like that, or a friend coveted the gift. So it was all of this information coming in. Most of my expression in this body, it was feeling everyone's radio frequency, AM, FM, all at once. So it's, I have really spent, that's why I feel like there's a story there. I've spent this expression sorting that knowledge out. Just felt everyone was like that. So that's why I didn't like it, not because of the celebration. You know, it's different in the high frequency when we celebrate, but here in this place, tuning in, one last piece, I lived this expression, like having one foot out of here, like we shared, like I shared with Q when he asked us questions, on the raft outside of here and one foot inside of here. So imagine like being straddling two surfboards your whole life. And that's how I always felt. But the beauty and the gift in it is that I came to this, I guess I would say I had a different agenda to look at the information. And also knowing later in years that I was sort of reporting back, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So,
because they experience through us.
Yes, exactly. And then to be aware of that, but not have language around it is odd. But thank you. It's so freeing. I always wondered how it would happen. All of us have stories, like I said, but how it would happen. And what did you? What do you feel? What do you, go ahead. You just go.
Well, no, I'm so honored and so excited that you shared your story. And I'm curious, like how did the knowings, your process of, you know, how the breadcrumbs came to you and how you sorted it. And I remember one time you said someone gave you a book. I'm pretty sure it was a book about Jackie. And you were like, oh, please. And you put it to the side and then it came back to you. So how did you strengthen that knowing? What was your, and it's going to be different for everybody, but what was your individual experience and process I know this to be true.
Thank you, Lauren. It's hard to say when, because there is moments in my life where, just as the example I gave, so the foot on the left in the outside of here place always popped through, always was with me. Even though I got hammered and put on timelines and massively physically gone after throughout my life, I also, in hindsight now, wasn't aware at the time, but I observed my, I'd say now, using my light and getting that data, getting that, the way we communicate, getting that knowledge through me. And there were times when I was recognized. Now, this all came together. So partly with Q, I'd go back through my files and then realize, oh my gosh, I have been recognized in my life where, how do you say it? It's so awkward. I'll just say I was recognized, where I just thought, oh, that's so sweet. Someone said it. So someone recognized me in an expression I have been in, an Indian, she's considered an Indian saint. And I was recognized as her. And I thought, oh, this person, they're just being sweet. And then someone else recognized me as her. And like, okay, just hold it. You know, what do you do with that? Just go about my life. But it all started to come together that I've been recognized many times
in this expression. And still, I say that I knew this secret for a year and a half. Now, I knew in the core of my being, even a little bit before that, but the dolphin verified it for me. And then a witness on the beach, she came up to me and said, "Did you see that?" As I have tears pouring out of my eyes. Because what do you do with this? So it's still almost difficult to contain it. And sorry, I'm going around in different pieces, but sharing it, I've only just, there's one person here who had recognized me earlier on. And it was a relief. In a sense, I still never came forward with anything. But she would refer to me in many ways. So sweet, has that ability to go into her outside of here space. And that really helped. And it started getting closer, feeling it. And then only recently did I share with a few people. And one dear friend said, "Well, why didn't you say anything?" I said, "That's a brilliant question." I said, "Because when I was calling in and when I shared about my ship, it was that same call where also I had the most magnificent gift from Q and from Mermaid of 100 or so dolphin and meeting Q on the beach." Now, there's a whole story just about that, but that topic came up at the same time I shared my ship story. Now, so that's a lot of information, and I'm still just me. I'm in my identity. Q said, "You love being you." Which was so helpful because I feel he's also speaking to me now and 6 months ago and all of those years. That's how brilliant it works to disengage from my identity, my personality, and allow the truth to flow through for all of us, to allow those knowings to come through and just know without doubt and deliberation. But in that story, when I shared about the ship, well, I got a lot of attention. And, not just to give an example, it wasn't right at that minute, but all of a sudden there's these massive storms, quote unquote, right over my house, not once, not twice, but three times. And just to say that one of the battles was watching lightning go sideways for half an hour. And I had witnesses who are not on this journey witnessing the bizarreness of what was going on. And then to actually feel an energetic hit. I felt like I had whiplash after it. So that connects to Asha's story slightly, you know, to feel a little bit piece of that. So then I'm like, oh, now thank you. Because why were they going to go after someone like me? I'm just me. So they helped me. Just like Asha points out, we all get stronger and stronger. And then I wrote in. I wasn't big in writing in for a while because, again, my perspective of just, it's just me. But then when I wrote in, Q then confirmed it the following week on the radio about the wars above us. So my point of view of not sharing at that time, because when you share, you like, in a way, oh, great job. You just revealed something. Other people, I don't want to put other people in jeopardy. So all how that works, all the beings that have helped and saved my ass and all of our backsides, it's beyond awe-inspiring. But that's the reason why I didn't share. And the other piece was sometimes I'd call in and Q would be like, get my name wrong or say something. Now there's things to that as well. Of course he doesn't ever get anything wrong. But also even on the interview with us, maybe a misdirection, because he can see where I'm going. Because there's, back to Melania, back to Asha, there's what I used to call divine timing, and now I call it synchronicity. There's a synchronicity to all of this, and it's also out of protection.
Right, right.
Does that make sense?
It does, it does. And then it also makes sense when... you know, I loved when you called in and asked questions because, you know, they helped me and I know they helped many others. But you called in, I remember you could feel it when you would call in and you could feel the, you know, whatever people were thinking. And you're like, no, I don't care. It's a magnet of steel is what I'm trying to say, is that your connection with Q is just a magnet of steel. You can't help it.
Yeah, I just got massive chills through my body as you said that. Sounds like someone we know. Yes, and it was thank you. It was I couldn't stop myself when I first heard Cue Mermaid and Asha. It was a magnet to steel at that moment in ways. Now back to as I described it, having a birthday party, that feeling of everything. It was just this vacuum, a magnet pulling me in. Now I'm feeling, yeah, we all have that source, like, of course, you know. So it didn't stand out until I just had to observe differentiation of moments and the constant need to call in. Now I've had this before, and I realize in my life where Q has been in my life, the light column of Q, the light has been in my life in many moments, and those are stories around that as well. But the pieces that helped me, my hardest mission was to get past the brain and the looping, just like everything Q shared. That was the biggest impediment, and the help as well. And the gift of the 100th dolphin, I couldn't deny that. It was sort of proof, so to say, for myself, like what a gift for my nature. Some people don't need that way of knowing. They have a different skill set, perhaps. That's why we all have different ways. But that gift, I kept sort of searching. Has anyone else had this? Is before we were all talking about the animals and the birds and all of that. And I'm like, wow, that's amazing. I mean, amazing. And then my feeling with him on the beach. So yeah, because we're from the same, back at the chart, at the creation lightship, we're of the same. Asha wrote it about her other part. Do you remember?
I do.
Weapons exchange,
Do
about
you want
half.
me to read it?
Great.
Okay. It says, at that very instant, she was talking about getting attacked, the horrific attacks she had physically and energetically in many ways. And so she shared, at that very instant, a 4-year-old boy over 7,000 miles away who happens to share my spirit. His body has one half of our spirit, and my body has the other half, allowing us to experience what the other is experiencing. This 4-year-old boy who shares my spirit told his best friend, who happens to be Q, that I needed help. In an instant, Q's spirit was by my side, even though his body was 7,000 plus miles away. There's no space or time in the light.
Yeah, beautiful. It's beautiful. So I have that other half. Now, it was confusing too because you remember the show that we had, and I said I was trying to ask the question of a legacy relationship or twin flame. I was confused. And for a while, really, really confused. But also it was beautiful because it allowed a lot of stuff to leave my body of past stuff and whatever came up, you know, right? We all have that junk that leaves, but it was just really confusing for a while. But Mermaid was helping me too to feel her beauty and her love and her essence. And it's why Q would really never go into identities, I'll just say from me, because it's the light column. It's the light from outside of here. Remember, identities are the trap. So it would help me to keep reviewing my knowledge and reviewing my knowing, sorting, so to say, from the perspective of the light. How so? From the perspective of the light, how does this work? See the switch? It's huge. It's a really huge, but incredibly helpful switch. Like, how is the light working through all of us?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, can
Okay.
I say
Yeah,
this one
please.
thing just to answer what I just shared? How does spirit work? When for the people that talked about Lao Tzu, there's an article about him. Lao Tzu, which is the light column of Q, the strongest, this Q is the strongest, most powerful force in the universe. It's written by For the People, his light column. So Lao Tzu lived outside of time, dancing through millions of bodies on this earth over eons. He's the activator spirit. So to me, it was a great insight. And two, there's so many questions about how the 12 and how the light works in that column, but that's an example in one vessel how Q's light works, dancing through millions of bodies on this earth over eons. That's his activator spirit. And then how do the other spirits work? So
wow,
there's a story in this. So the reason for sharing one last piece, Lauren, is, and I know the reason why I share this is because I feel the synchronicities and the communication through spirit. I know that this story will help others somehow, how it comes through. It's again, not me, but the story of how the light works. Now, my abilities through my life is the witnessing aspect. Sometimes I'll pull things out, like, how do I know that? And I realize, oh, I'm going through my files as well. So I started to see my similarities and how Q would describe how he does it and how Mermaid shared. She's helped me so much going back, listening. Everything Mermaid had shared so much, that's where she helped me. I'm not kidding you, but every time I came on a call, she shared something about her that was pretty much exact to what was happening in my life at that moment.
Wow.
Breadcrumbs.
I remember that one time that you called in and you were sharing something and she said she had tears. She
yeah.
had tears. And now I know why. I know why now. It's your light. Look, it's the light. It's you looking at you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just beautiful. It's just beautiful. And I loved, Sosha, how you said, well, why is this important? Why do we feel compelled to share this? And just to echo what you said, it's gonna help people. I know it's helping me. And I know it's gonna help, you know, it's gonna help so many people just to know the fullness of who they are and their mission, if you will, and their, you know, why they're here and what we're doing. It's very powerful.
And I have chills again as well, because again, it's back to Asha sharing her story more personally. It was very inspiring to me. I'm like, huh, because I had been feeling this question, like feeling ever since EB, ever since I felt EB in December, everything was changing. And the knowledge and knowing coming through, the experiences coming through is profoundly changing. And I'm observing it and able to communicate much better. And there's so much coming on. So of course there's a way that I have a secret, like Q said, if I go along and not say anything, so I know that there's a purpose in my sharing. However it comes through, we'll see. That's what's exciting. There's no map to this, but Melania as well, I saw her movie yesterday and there's tears in my eyes. There's laughter. There's joy. Now, again, from that perspective of where I'm observing it from as well, like, wow, look, the light coming through the feminine now. And just as we're doing this here with you, Lauren, in our own individual roles, it's profoundly moving and profoundly humbling.
Do you know what just came to me when you just your sharing of your tears and laughter and watching the movie? There's no space and time, so we're healing all of us before, now, and after. It's a complete healing of all. It just made me cry when that came to me. It just is so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. Well, Sosha, let me ask you, the oscillation of the light, the three, you have, you know, the many different identities, the mother, the wife, and then the child. I'm not going to name names just out of respect, but anything that you want to share on the that's profound that came to you on getting that, having that knowing, that remembrance of the oscillation of the three?
There's so much there. There's the repeating of timelines, the light keep coming back. I'll just say I have teeming relationships around and experiences around. I feel I know where you're going.
I don't want to, I'm not going to say it though, obviously. And yeah, it's up to you.
No, I'll wait for the specifics yet, just because I'm getting my feet here to even speak about it. And there's still things coming through, and it's just amazing. What's fun to sort of be on the other side and leaving my identity behind in a sense, and really watching this from the light. I'll just say my way. And Q said, when I asked Mermaid that question, he said, "Your way will be different." And it was like her experience of a nurturing mother, and her that whole example, Lilith, was her mother. I didn't have that experience, but I had different. And I can say, again, Q and Mermaid have helped me endlessly. Now, how did they sit there? Like, and you're not want to burst out and tell all of us who we are. But the beauty of, as he said, he didn't tell Mermaid who she was and gave her time. Well, we all received the same thing. I received that same care. And to witness, to have my awakenings, which is where I feel you're going, is a big point was reading Max Spears. And when he talked about, it's as if the universe is there for yourself. I mean, like I said in that clip you shared, every name in my family tells my story. Every name. It's absolutely incredible. Now, no, that wouldn't mean anything to anyone. Numbers 222 is all over my life. All over my life in such seemingly minute details. So you and I would talk often, like just collect a knowing and put it to the side. And then you just start to see the magnitude of the story being told of your life. So yes, I forgot where we were at now.
Oh no, that's perfect. It's perfect. No, I find it so fascinating, just the three playing with each other. There's just the light playing with the light in that, that oscillation of the three and the different roles, and I just find it fascinating.
Oh, you, if I can comment, agreed, because that number, I mean, remember sharing it and even calling into Q about three threes with Egypt, threes with Ebi and Errol, threes with different locations, people, Jesus, Emmanuel being across three different locations at our time. And when you were reading about Isis, or you were reading about the women, and then the word nurturing came up as women nurturing. That's the excitement of what's happening now, is the nurturing now. We're in a whole new quote year. There's no time, but the three keep swirling around. Do you have that experience of the three swirling around in your examples, like your bread? Because I don't know if everyone ha see what I mean. I don't have a context other than what I tried to share.
I don't have it in granularity yet. There's certain things that keep coming to me, but I don't know how to process it yet, so I just put it to the side and just and it is I get frustrated because I'm like, damn it, I want to figure this out, but I know it doesn't work that way. So I don't have I do know I do see myself and other individuals in their stories and what they went through, and I'm like, okay, I totally get it, and what my journey is, and healing myself. So I don't have the three roles or the three oscillating lights. I don't have that quite yet, but it'll come.
It will. And again, I have chills. Like, honestly, this amount of chills coming through, it's interesting. So I'll just say what comes to me is I feel, because sometimes I'll just say you and I would chat, right? And we'd try and figure things out together. And then you started to realize, oh, it's just like Q and Mermaid. They don't share. But I was knowing so many things and I wasn't sharing with you because you had your journey. Now I was doing that with everyone, not sharing. No, because there were certain things that I just see what I mean. So it started to feel like a burden of not being open. That's why I feel greatly relieved now, because now the questions I feel sharing. Let me say it this way. Q and Mermaid, by Q saying I have a secret, he could have gone to live his life. I had that same similar story not same, similar, when I went through my self-realization. I mean, hardcore doctorate level education. And I would wonder why, like, what is my journey about that I have this? No one wants to hear it. What is my purpose? What am I meant to do here? Pre-Q. But I recognize this hardcore knowing and just felt, okay, it's just a small community. I get it. That was like the time of Jesus, small community. And I felt it was like that. I kind of lost my point where I was going.
Oh, sorry.
It was, I feel like how to share how the light moved through me will, by hearing Q and Mermaid stories, I was able to find my pieces. Now they're not on the air. So I feel sharing more of my story and you, your story, will all, you see what I mean? We can go deeper. We can get more granular.
Right. Well, I know that we were sisters in many, many expressions. I do know that.
Yes, I do too. I can confirm that.
But past that, I don't know.
But that's the beauty of this ascension cycle. Is like now we're at this phase of the ascension cycle where the feminine speaking, where Melanie is telling her story. Asha, there'll be more. See more that the more the nurturing aspect of the light is coming through.
Mm. Yeah. Wow.
And just to say, can I go back? It came to me about Please? The top of the creation lightship. So I experienced that and I've heard Asha, but no, there could be other things that is both the lights together. Mm-hmm. When Asha spoke to Q and Mermaid about it, which would be an awesome show actually to do on because it helps break down how it works. I'll share that with you off air if you're inspired.
Yeah.
But how the light breaks down. And because remember, she asked him, what was it like to be one? Mm-hmm. And then you split into two. And Mermaid said, I don't really have those granular memories of a cell. But then Q went on to speak, not of the cell memory, but of more of his story. So is it interesting? So now I have questions. For Q and Mermaid as well. Again, that's three dolphin jumped out of the water. Is that how I experience things and why they shared what they shared with me, how spirit works? Anyway, it's again, an amazing opportunity to continue to chat and get more granular about it. But I even have like to share about meeting Q on the beach in my oblivion, but also noting what my spirit noticed. I didn't recognize him as the full light source, but I recognized lots of things that were out of the ordinary. We can just go into that another time.
Yeah, it's like the light recognizing the light.
Yes, and exactly.
What does it feel like? What does it look like? What does it feel like? I remember you mentioned it was you felt this lightning bolt of love.
Yeah.
That came to you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I did. The sonar of love, euphoric. Mm-hmm. It's euphoric.
Yeah, that's.
And that's a cool thing to share from the experience because my story has been public. I've always been a very private person and out there normal socializing and whatnot, but also had the other half, again, one foot in each. So my life looked that way. I really enjoyed quiet time and being social, wanting to connect. But again, at a certain point, getting all of their frequencies became so overwhelming. And then as I went into my sort of training, initiation, it's the light caring for me doing that. It was Q's light frequency column, frequency signature in the mentor that I had. Mm-hmm. Same personality, like outrageously funny. Incredibly generous, incredibly loving, incredibly hammered, because what a mission to find these beings. And there's others with me on this journey, but yet still I had to then leave at a certain point too, because Q was here in his vessel. So it's just a different perspective of the light of now knowing and being able to speak about. I've had a beacon in my heart since I was young, shared about that since I was three. Now I see it differently as, oh, my heart was beaconing My light was beaconing. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? So I can only recognize it in myself. And maybe by me sharing this, someone finds something for their story to feel it. But it was my heart beaconing. That's to me, the light. Where are you? Always calling out so strong.
Wow. Wow.
That's when beautiful. I did my first call with Q, I said, and it came out, I know you. And I had experiences of being with what I'd say Jesus at the time, and experiences. Now I see them differently. Now it's just, oh, that was me tapping into my actual experience with him. Interesting. And who's him who holds the 12? See what I mean?
Yeah.
Light column, that's where, and I have worked a lot in sorting that. And you could feel now, Q, it's so helpful. You can't just answer a simple question. It doesn't go that way.
Oh, no, it does
like,
not.
Like the Emmanuel article, every being in Emmanuel was Emmanuel. See now, from what seriously? Wow.
I know.
Just chit chat. All right, girl, you take over. Let me just say, I love you so much. I'm excited to continue deep dive with you. Thank you so much, Lauren. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. I love you too. And you know, that you sharing your journey and just getting to a place where to share this has greatly, it's healed me in so many ways. So thank you for assisting me in healing the parts of me that I didn't even know needed to be healed, and I wanted to heal them. So thank you.
I love you.
I love you too. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. If you want to check out more about Q and Mermaid and what's going on, check out forthepeople.space. You can also go to creationlightship.com and check out the creation diagram. It's on the left-hand side of the main page. There's a hyperlink. You can click on it just to get a visual of what we've been chatting about. And of course, thank you to all of our subscribers. We love you. We honor you. And Zosha, I'm just so excited to see what's next.
Me too. So exciting.
All right, BPS, that is a wrap.